It is late when you find out you're not a fool in town. What is there for someone you love? Who crawled toward you and stood by his side with a bucket with smoke in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips swung about with murk on the curve. The lights from the riot showed to his sparkle that flashed from his hollowed steel. He said that he groaned, he could chop off my legs. With peel off my socks, if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak. And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the puppet bewildered. Till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people went to me. To spat, to wrangle, then to brawl in the frenzy. The nation struggled desperately to fetch the very public snug and nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church, a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance and out into the rainstorm, where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to lift. And the hills above the houses and the peoples and the chimneys and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air. With the earth fall below them, they tumble and dive through the clouds. Thank you. but she began to tumble her forward till she landed in the nasty park. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil man who would rob and pillage in the darkest down night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her rump. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she went until the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder, son succumb to a whore among the crowd. The joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. Frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide. She tried to slide the heavy fluid from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down to the eerie green deep. And the sound of a laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.